Evolutionist Kendrick Frazier, concerning his assessment of scientific values, wrote the following in an article titled Creationism versus Evolution. These values include unmitigated curiosity, a love of learning, a questioning attitude, an abhorrence of ideology and dogma, a commitment to open-minded inquiry, and an honest acknowledgement that all knowledge is tentative and open to revision, a subtle strength opponents portray and exploit as a serious weakness, end of quote. Mr. Frazier is correct. Carnal knowledge is tentative, and that's simply because it is incomplete. Contrast that with complete or perfect knowledge, which is God's. His knowledge is firsthand and complete. Often it has been written on this site that man's truth of yesterday is debunked by his truth of today, and his truth of today will be debunked by his truth of tomorrow. By their own admission, this is so. But God's truth is firsthand, supernaturally accurate and complete, and it never changes. He declares the issue from its beginning, and after thousands of years of the skeptic's challenges, it remains true and righteous altogether. Have you yet to give your life to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory? Would you like to be brand new with all your sin and shame expunged from the record? Today is the day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for instant entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Job chapter 28, verses 9 through 10. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. God said, Job chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered, which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger. God said, Job chapter 12, verse 15, Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Also he sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. Man said the Bible was not written by God, who may or may not exist. This book has no scientific foundation. Now the record. This is feature number 326 on God Said, Man Said, that proves the beautiful veracity of the Word of God. It is proven historically, archaeologically, scientifically, rationally, and most importantly, spiritually. The assurance of one's salvation is spiritually discerned, and that fully triumphs over humanistic ruminations. Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Not only are believers commanded to prove all things, hold fast that which is good, but also to contend for the faith. The writings of the Word of God found in the majority text authorized King James Version are soundly certified when one discovers that thousands of years before modern academia began to understand a magnificent truth, God had already declared it in His Word. His insights are of the nature that only the originator, only the creator, with firsthand knowledge could possibly have known. This is proof that the God of the Bible is. Job 28:9 listed above reads, He putteth forth his hand upon the rock, he overturneth the mountains by the roots. Could this literally be true? Was there an event in time so devastating that mountains could have turned upside down? Of course there was, and it was the global, horrendously devastating flood that took place approximately 4,350 years ago. The following excerpt was written by geologist William Hoche in the ICR periodical Back to Genesis. But could there have been a literal overturning of the mountains and of the earth? Most freshman geology students are impressed to learn of whole mountain ranges that have been upfaulted by 30,000 feet, often overturning strata on their flanks. Sections of sedimentary rock 1,000 feet or more in thickness have obviously been overturned in true topsy-turvy fashion in Nevada's Basin and Range Province. Whole mountains are known to have slid 60 miles or more. Even more impressive overturnings are known in the subsurface of western Wyoming, where oil-bearing sandstone layers have been found repeatedly, having been overturned by the thrusting or sliding of gigantic slices of Earth. The most credible geophysical models available to science indicate these movements took place in orchestration with the complete overturn of the Earth's mantle and crust over a time frame of months rather than millennia. Global plate tectonics is best interpreted in the context of a year-long flood. ICR geophysicist John Baumgartner, has worked for years to develop this model for catastrophic plate tectonics. See the following link at ICR. End of quote. In the famous book, The Genesis Flood, authors Whitcomb and Morris weighed in with the following. In every mountainous region, on every continent, there seem to be numerous examples of supposedly old strata superimposed on top of young strata. The official explanation of this sort of anachronism is in terms of what is variously called an overthrust, thrust fault, low angle fault, nappe, detachment thrust, or similar term, end of quote. Host concluded, geology knows of overturnings of mountains. Global tectonic models work best by invoking an overturn of the earth, end of quote. Establishing the credentials of the Holy Scriptures is of paramount importance. The world does not lack religious people, but it is surely in short supply of those who truly embrace truth. Handling the cry of the skeptics is important for two very eternal reasons. One, to reinforce the confidence of believers in the glorious Word of God, and two, to convince the gainsayers that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of this world. God's Word is the truth that never changes. Build your life upon it. God said, Job chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, He putteth forth His hand upon the rock, He overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and His eye seeth every precious thing. God said, Job 9, 4 and 5, He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against Him and hath prospered, which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which overturneth them in His anger. God said, Job 12, 15, Behold, He withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. Also He sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. Man said the Bible was not written by God, who may or may not exist. This book has no scientific foundation. Now you have the record.